We were saying last week, Kedoshim to you, Kedosh Ani, Hashem is asking us to be holy because He Himself is holy. Shmuel always comes in on time. Okay? He is holy and He's asking us to be holy because He is holy. The only one who's holy is able to connect to the Holy One. All the mitzvahs in the Torah, they have to do with Kedusha, holiness. How do we know? Because every mitzvah that we do, mitzvah ma'asid, we say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotah v'tzivanu. He made us holy, right, with His mitzvahs, and He commanded us to do this mitzvah. Okay? Like Rashi explains, what does it mean holy? To be separated from all things of arayot, immorality. That every place that you find a geder of erva, every place where you find boundaries to immorality, shouldn't be a mixture, should be separation, okay? That's where you find Kedusha. In the Torah, it says, Isha zonah v'chalala, it says by a kohen, you should not marry a prostitute, or a chalala, a woman who was born from a marriage, which is a suf in the Torah, right? And then it says at the end of the pasuk, because I am Hashem, I made you holy, I sanctify you, mekadishchem. Lo yichale zaro, his seed should not be halal, he has to marry only women which is allowed to, because I am Hashem, I made him holy. Kedushim yu, every place, every place. So you see that everywhere where it says holiness, it has to do also in the same psukim with the distancing a person from things of immorality. This distances a person from arayot. Okay?
As a prostitute.
Of course, but she can't marry a kohen.
Oh, but she can't marry a kohen.
Not only is she a prostitute, if a woman was with a goy, also she can't marry a kohen. She was married to a goy, la'aleinu, she did tshuva afterwards, or, okay, whatever. She can't marry a goy. A kohen. It's considered dozana.
We had a situation where
Shul
had two kohenim that were over the age of 59.
Very difficult to find shidduchim, right?
It's a terrible age to be
a... When you're kohen, so
I couldn't find
them. Nice questions.
They asked the rabbi, each of them asked the rabbi separately, and said, you have to surrender, you have to surrender what you are if you want that.
There's a ways to get out of it.
There are ways to get out of it.
Yeah. If you find out, if a kohen finds out, his mother was with a goy. So then he's a chalal. And then he can marry also a divorcee.
Yeah.
Okay. I dealt with this once with a couple.
In France, in Paris, there, the Knesset, there was an incident of a man who went up with a kohanim to give the bracha, and the rab
called him over?
Called him over.
Get down. Why?
He knew. I don't want to embarrass you, get down. But my father, I'll tell you later, get down, talk to you later. I don't want to embarrass you in front of everybody. Finally, took several times, the guy agreed. Said, my father, my grandfather were always up. He said, why not me? I know where your father married. You can't. You know, you're called halal.
Halal, yeah.
Yeah.
Can a halal.
I didn't want to embarrass you in front of your rabbi either. That's it, not you and not your children. Forget it.
Okay. Halal is not a kohen anymore. Halal, a kohen who was born from a marriage which is asur from the Torah. He's not a kohen anymore. He doesn't have any laws of the kohen. He can be tamel emet, everything. He's like a regular Israel. Can't serve him based
even
on
though his family name is kohen, forget it. You're gone.
There's a name in Morocco, right? Elbaz or something? Forgot. There's a certain name. It's Rashi Tevot.
Azulai.
What does it stand for?
All the...
Isha zonah v'chalala ikach.
Yes.
Okay. There's a family that they know that they're... They were descendants of Kohanim, but they lost it. Anyways, So we see that Kedusha, the main thing of Kedusha, a person wants to be holy. Talking about Kedusha, Kedusha is to distance yourself from the main lusts. Nimtza comes out. Shayesod shel kol hayadut v'torah, the foundation to all Judaism and the Torah, it's Kedusha, it's holiness. Question is, who fulfills this? Who is really separated from all these sins that have to do with this lust? Who? Only a person who guards his eyes. Like it says in the Pasuk in Bereshis, Ayaya Kedesha, Hiba Enayim. Where is the Kedusha? Rabbeinu explains, it's in the eyes. The name Niuf is in the eyes, like the Zohar says. Shimshon Agibo, the righteous Shimshon, he went after his eyes with Delila. Right? Like you say, don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. The Eikar in Judaism. Nothing to daven for. Only Kedusha. I meant only Kedusha. And like Abdul said today, be strict. Daven a lot until Hashem gives it to you. Force Hashem to give this to you. And I'll just add what Abraham said. Hashem said that you don't care for results. You just do your thing. We daven, we ask, we beg Hashem. Hashem will do whatever he wants. Someone who does not guard his eyes is not working in guarding his eyes. Whoever it is, it doesn't make a difference. You could be Rav HaRashi. How will he feel Kedusha? How can he feel holiness? How can he feel at all? With the blemishing in the eyes and thoughts of the sins, the distance from any connection to Kedusha, any connection to Judaism, any Kedusha, the Kedusha of the mitzvahs and the holiness of the Torah, the holiness of the tzaddikim, how could he be connected with Hashem? How would he be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed is He, if He is not, Himself is not holy? Of course Hashem loves everyone and He has mercy on all of us and everything. But practically, in reality, a person, Hashem is Kadosh, and you can only connect with Him if you're yourself very Kadosh. And the more you're Kadosh, the more you can connect to Him. And who is Kadosh? The one who washes himself from this difficult, very, very, very severe, hard tumah, contamination of new. And who distances himself? Only a person who is Shomer Enayim. So of course there's levels. First of all, a person Chas Shalom is not take out Zera Levatala, is already connected more to Hashem. A person he's married and he keeps Tarat HaMishpacha, is already connected more to Hashem, even though he's full of lusts and everything. And then there's levels, and then guarding the eyes, more guarding the eyes, more and more. And then a person has levels, and more he connects with Hashem, it's worth it. It's Shaveh. All with Tefillah. All with Tefillah. Kol Olechim Tefillah. Everything is with Tefillah. That lad. In Hashem's pace. Like as well said today. Just to create vessels. When Hashem decides to give the bounty, He'll give you the bounty. We're just here to create vessels with our prayers. I mean, Abraham says, sometimes a person will not receive results of his prayers, only in the next world he'll see. Doesn't make a difference. You have anything better to do in this world? So, Hayesod, Chayavim Na'avin Heitev, we must understand well that all of our Judaism, all the Judaism of a person depends on his eyes, on guarding his eyes. Someone who contaminates himself with forbidden sights that he sees, right, he looks at things, he loses his kesher with the tzaddik, he loses the connection with truth, with faith. He loses his holiness, his cleanness to Hashem. That's why this trait of Kedusha is called Yesod, foundation of everything. Without this, you don't have anything. Therefore, the conclusion is, a person needs to have every day at least a half an hour yibod edud and guarding the eyes and pay attention that this is why he came to this world. That's the main test that a person why he came to this world. Everything else is connected to this. If a person wants ever to taste any taste of Kedusha, he must merit to reach this level of guarding the eyes. And guarding the eyes literally just means closing them. There's no other guarding. If they're closed, they're guarded. If they're open, they're not guarded. Period. Not kept. So you want to keep them, you have to guard or close them.
I think we say, out of the eyes, from looking at things that you're not supposed to look at. And you guard your eyes to look at things that you could look at, which are permissible. The sky, the trees, the bushes, the birds.
100%.
Those are things permissible. So you can't open your eyes to look at things that are permissible.
Yeah.
Except you guard your eyes from looking at things that are not permissible.
Yeah, so everything in this world, again, that you live in, 90% of what you're going to see in the day, not inside this building, is things which you're not allowed to look at.
But you can't walk around outside with the eyes closed. You have to see where you're going.
So you look down.
You keep the eyes down.
Shut it.
They're still open.
Don't take it literally. Take it, guard the eyes, don't look at anything else besides the place where you must walk. Otherwise, you shut them. You're going on the bus, is there a reason why to open your eyes?
If you close your eyes on the bus, people don't look at you and look at you straight.
Right? So what?
What do you mean so what? We're supposed to be
So what? Not be talking about.
There's things that are strange to people out
there. So many people close their eyes and take a nap on the bus. What are you talking about? I see you all the time take a nap on the bus. I go on the buses every day. All the time. Go to Apatza, I go here, I go there. I close my eyes. Or I take a book with me. Put my eyes in the book. But because people are going to look at me, I'm weird. I'm going to look at all the women in the world. So they look so weird. Who cares, right? Like I always said, if someone comes up to me and says, it really bothers me that you're putting on tefillin. It bothers me. I'm sorry. Can't help you. It bothers me that you're keeping Shabbat. I'm sorry. Can't help you. It bothers me that you're not looking at me. I'm sorry. I cannot help you. You look like a prostitute. I cannot look at you. No, don't tell them. Well, but, Kitsu, get the idea, yeah?
I'm Ramboloi.
Sorry. Sticha.
Yeah. Once he was coming back from Shuk Machana Yehuda, and he passed by, there was a woman who was, let me say, not exactly dressed. Not too worried about public decency, what she was wearing.
He didn't live today, he lived a few decades ago.
What he did was he took an apple out of his, you know, what he had bought, and gave it to her.
Yes, and why are you giving it to me?
What is this rabbi with a flat hat and the stripes on it? What do you give me an apple for? You know, what's this? It says, well, when Chava Eve ate the apple in Gan Eden, she realized she was naked. Maybe you can get the hint and walk away.
Tough.